On Saturday in Tampa, more than 60 people lined two corners of a busy intersection to show solidarity with the Egyptian people. A woman named Mona, who would only give her first name, says she has lived in Tampa for 10 years after moving from Egypt.
I just wanted to support what's going on in Egypt because we need the change over there. He has been there, Mubarak has been there for 30 years, and I think that's enough for him. And we just left the country because of him.
On Saturday, Mubarak appointed a vice president, Omar Suleiman, and former Air Force Commander Ahmed Shafiq to be prime minister. Suleiman is Egypt's former intelligence chief and played an important role in the U.S. extraordinary rendition program. Mona doesn't think these so-called reforms go far enough.
He's one of his friends. It's going to still be the same. As long as he's not out of the picture, it's going to still be the same. He's been there. A couple of governments have been changed over and over, but he's still the one who's doing the rules. So as long as he's there, nothing is going to change.
Mona's 10-year-old daughter, Sara, also participated in Saturday's demonstration on the corner of Dale Mabry and Kennedy.
My name is Sahra Abu Zaid, and I'm 10 years old.
And tell me what your sign says.
Egypt does not belong to Mubarak.
What does that mean?
That, well, Egypt shouldn't belong to Hosni Mubarak because he's not such a great leader.
What do you think should happen instead?
I think he should leave the country.
A woman who gave her name only as Rhonda lives in St. Pete, but is originally from Egypt. She calls Mubarak's cabinet changes the same regime, different faces.
I think it's unfair. It has been for so long. It's time for him to step down. We need freedom.
Yassine El-Minshawi lives in Tampa, but is from Egypt.
The banner says, democracy in Egypt now. I'm here because of the revolution in Egypt. And a voice, Egypt definitely needs a voice because of what's been happening in the past 30 years over there. What the people are doing over there needs a voice everywhere. And we're just trying to get the word out there. We're trying to show our support to Egypt.
Chris Ernesto, an organizer with the justice and anti-war group St. Pete for Peace, is not from Egypt, but still came out in solidarity with demonstrators in the North African country.
To support the people of Egypt in the call for the ouster of Hosni Mubarak and to support the revolution in Tunisia and the uprisings in Yemen, and to show people in Tampa Bay area that the only impediment to freedom and democracy in North Africa and the Middle East will be the United States government. So it's up to us to tell our government just to stay out of the way.
And what do you think about the statements from the U.S. so far?
Better than expected, but I think it's because they've been caught off guard by what happened, and the people have overtaken things in Tunisia especially, and now even in Egypt. So our government is going to be forced to go along with the people because that's where the general sentiment is.